Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Mix, where we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. This is Jude Robinson, joined in studio this morning with the lovely one and only Ryan Walsh. Welcome, Ryan.
Jude, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for letting me co-host with you.
Oh, thank you. It's a nice little rendezvous after that Bonanza Flats.
Yeah, we met once before chat. When I was a guest, and now I get to spend a whole hour with you in studio.
Absolutely. And so for every guest, you too could possibly be a co-host.
Dare to dream, guests.
Oh, KPCW, we're here to make your dreams come true. All right. What do we have on the show this morning, Ryan?
We have a really fantastic show. In studio, we'll be talking with Anna Wilson and Monty Powell. They are folks who have a home here in Park City, and they're here to talk about their new band, Troubadour 77, or T77, mm-hmm. if you're in the know. And we'll hear them sing or perform a little bit. We'll talk with them as well. We're also going to have, of course, weather and weekend events. And we'll speak with Jan Massimino, who is organizing the Summit Arts Showcase that's happening today and tomorrow. Then after that, if we have time, we might speak with Dexter Allen, whose phone call we eagerly await.
Yes, if that phone call happens.
We'll be looking for a
We'll watch, yes. Yeah. Just a quick look at the weather, and then we'll come back with a bit more detail after our underwriters. But it looks like it's going to be sunny, 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 sunny. And remember, we are in fire season. We're stepping into it. So beware during this fire season. Be very cautious and considerate.
I just saw an article about increased sensitivity or increased awareness of the fire danger locally.
I kind of thought you were going to say increased sensitivity for allergies because I don't even know what's happening.
Are you flaring?
Oh my gosh. My left eye is like, it's got its own thing happening.
It looks great.
Thank you.
You can't tell from this side.
Oh my God. If I started rubbing it, it would be a situation I wouldn't be able to stop.
We're going to put socks on your hands.
clip my little nails. Thank you. I like this idea. All right. Well, we're going to hear from a couple of underwriters and then we will be back with Troubadour 77.
United Concerts, a KPCW supporter, presents Alison Krauss and David Gray live on October 14th at USANA Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all SmithTix locations, smithtix.com, or by phone at 801-467-TIXX.
Hello, this is Reese DeMille with Republic Services, your local recycling and garbage pickup provider and a proud sponsor of KPCW's This Green Earth. Garbage and recycling containers should be placed at the curb before 7 a.m. on your scheduled collection day. Keep Summit County green. SummitCounty.org/recycle.
We're back with the Morning Mix on KPCW. Thanks for listening in, everybody. In studio, we have a couple members of a new band, Troubadour 77. So many folks in town know of their names, but may not have heard them perform yet. It's Anna Wilson and Monty Powell. Thank you for joining us here in studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, let me jump around there. I'm going to grab your mic,
go
Anna.
Do a little bit of tech while we're doing our interview. Thanks for joining us, Monty. This is the first time you and I have met face-to-face, and also the first time I noticed that you have a lovely Georgia accent. Was it Georgia?
It is a North Georgia accent, and it has traveled just fine across the Great Divide. So
it makes you so much more authentic as a performer to have that accent, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get in the entertainment business, and the first thing they try to do is try to eradicate where they're from or go for that, you know, Midwestern accent that comes from nowhere.
I kind of want to. I kind of feel like I'm catching it. A little bit.
Getting there?
By the end of the show?
Dude, you're a chameleon.
work on the eyes first. Night, light, sight, and you're halfway there.
Okay.
Well, so what we'd like to do first is hear a song from you guys, and then we'll talk a little bit about your music, your latest project, if I could call it that.
Fantastic.
Go for it.
That'd be great.
Everybody, this is Troubadour 77.
And this song is called 1977. Clearly, we have a fascination with the year. See. Drowning out the shouting, but through the wall we heard.
secret was no secret anymore. We learned we were the reason for the battles of the war. Back in 1977, when the storm was never ending, and time was like a rising tide, washing love away. They ignited, they were warriors, and they thought that they fought for us. But looking back, I wonder if they ever should have stayed. We all knew it ended 1977.
You guys sound so great this morning. I'm blown away.
Thank you so much.
Are you excited about this, Ryan?
No, I've been so excited to interview you guys, especially since I had a chance to listen to the music. In the song, you talk about how something ended in 1977. And why do you think, what was it that ended, and why go back and bring it up again?
Well, you know, I actually wrote this song like 15 years ago, and it was sort of stewing. You know, we didn't really have an outlet for it. And Monty came up with a great, when we formed the band, he says, I really think this song would be great. But back when I wrote it, I was a little bit younger, and I was contemplating my childhood, and it was about love ending. You know, it was a relationship that wasn't totally... you know, gelling, but, you know, kept it together for all the right reasons that people try for the kids and things. And a lot of people with divorce and stuff say, oh, you know, I can't get divorced or I can't do something because it's going to mess my kids up.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, doing the other thing can also have damaging effects, you know.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, that's sort of the essence of what it's about.
And oddly, serendipitously, today happens to be Let It Go Day.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, fantastic then. Sometimes
every year,
you just got to let things go
let
when
go.
They're not working quite right.
Right.
Do you think that this song, you talk about the imagery that you create in the song reminds me of a montage from the movie Tootsie. Go with me on this.
Oh.
There's a grassy field in somebody's, you know, cabin retreat. And there's a slow pan of a grassy field, and you can see all the pollen in the air and the dust, and there's no wind. This song puts me in that place.
That happened in
that's
Tootsie?
Beautiful.
It's part of the movie Tootsie.
You know, when I've seen the movie Tootsie.
Roll tape.
I just maybe missing.
Do I have to wear a dress to see that?
No.
You have to wear a different dress than the one you're wearing
than
now.
Than the one I'm wearing now.
You would look good in if I had only you know, known.
Well, my question
one of
is,
those Tootsie dresses.
Does this song sort of encapsulate the zeitgeist of, or the epistemology of the band Troubadour 77?
It absolutely does, because one of the things that we're doing is, in a cathartic sort of way, mm-hmm. is we are grieving in 2017 the loss of the great singer-songwriter movement of the 70s. Right. And that kind of came to an end in 1977. I encourage everyone to go onto the Google and look at the Billboard chart for 1977, the greatest songs ever released, and that are still the core of what we would call the classic rock playlist or the classic playlist, came out during that year, just prior to disco, just prior to the 80s, mm-hmm. just prior to Nirvana. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. that was the time when the lyricist and the melody and the organic band really was at its height. And so because we're trying to carry that torch forward, it's key for us.
Monty, that's really such an interesting response, and I am loving the esoteric bend. I want to just take a quick little turn here. Let's go ahead and look at the more detailed weather. Let's take care of a few things here, and then we will be back with some more Troubadour 77. So I'm going to let everybody know who's got plans coming up for the weekend in Park City, and then I'll cover Heber. And thank you, quickly, Bob Hendricks, who's here running our board for
thank
us.
Thank you, Engineer Bob.
Yes. Today, tonight, Saturday, Sunday, we're looking at temperatures of around 72 degrees. It feels much warmer than that. Oh, tomorrow's a high of 82 and clear. So probably plan on that wind continuing that seems to roll through. It is cooling off a bit at night, down to about 45. And then in the Heber Valley, let me get that. Thank you, Bob. It looks like there's highs of 84. 86 and 87. So again, about the same as we will be experiencing here in Park City. Maybe get up to the Jordanelle and see if you can take a dip in that nice cool water. Know that the water is high, and we are in the high season for fire. So just be very cautious of how you're presenting that and caring for each other. All right. You're again listening here to KPCW 91.7, 91.9 in the Heber Valley. We're here with Bob Hendricks, who's running our board, Ryan, and the T77. Let's take a quick break for underwriters, and we'll be right back.
Support of KPCW comes from Zions Bank Executive Banking Services. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. More information available online at zionsbank.com.
Hi, this is Brian Markkinen, longtime KPCW supporter at Elliott Workgroup. Our design team offers complete architectural interior planning and design services for historic, hospitality, mixed use, and sports projects throughout Park City and the Mountain West. ElliottWorkGroup.com.
And we're back. Ryan.
The morning mix.
Yes. Let's do some weekend events. Let's let everybody know. And we'll be listening in the background this morning to Troubadour 77. Going to be doing our little weekend background jam music.
It is Friday the 23rd, and today we have, it's your opportunity to welcome Utah's first all-electric express route with a ribbon cutting for the new Park City electric bus fleet today at the Kimball Junction Transit Center from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Not an electric ribbon. Just a regular ribbon will be cut. That would be crazy. The Bonanza Campout starts this afternoon at 4 p.m. and continues through late night on Sunday with over 37 musical acts performing in Heber under the Jordanelle Dam. New late night sets were just added to their schedule, which you can find at bonanzacampout.com.
We'll be talking with Jan here in a few minutes from the Summit Arts Showcase, but Lash LaRue is performing today from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. in Oakley. Brooke McIntosh will be at the Boneyard tonight, and Jordan Matthew Young Band is at the Spur.
And the Egyptian Theater walking in Memphis, my man, Mark Cohen, in a show to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his Grammy-winning platinum sellout debut album. He's there tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You can get up close and personal, maybe just touch his shirt sleeve or something. He loves stuff like that.
Summer Solstice Flute Festival taking place over in Midway at the Homestead Resort today from noon till 10 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Tickets and information are at solsticeflutefest.com.
And then on Saturday, there's the Historic Home Tour, which opens several historic homes on Norfolk and Woodside Avenue Saturday for public viewing only. Get tickets at Town Lift Plaza between 10 and 3.
UOP brings back the Slip and Soar, the big water slides over at the Olympic jumps that go into the pool from noon to 6, so you can slip down the freestyle training water ramps and launch into their aerated pool.
As if I wouldn't. Come on. The first of the summer concert series at Canyons is this weekend with local rockers Bad Feather. Opening for Jamestown Revival. I think you might be there, right?
I might be.
This music starts at 4:30 and the headliners go on at 6.
The Beethoven Festival Young Artist Institute fundraiser is Saturday night at the Park City Community Church at 8 p.m.
And Slim Chance and his Psychobilly Playboys will be at the Boneyard and Rage Against the Supremes at the Spur.
Don't forget Lumberjack Fabulous at Miners Park Plaza.
Say it again, please repeat.
Lumberjack Fabulous featuring Ryan Walsh and Jess at 1:30 p.m.
The Miners one and only?
Park, yes.
You?
That's correct.
You?
I'll be there.
Can people come up and touch your shirt sleeve?
Yes.
Because you love that too. All musical artists like to be touched a lot. All right. And when is that again, Ryan?
It's tomorrow, 1:30 p.m. Miners Park. And I'm at Cognition on Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m.
You are? Mm-hmm. Well, what else is happening Sunday?
On Sunday, Summit Land Conservancy asks you to join their Hops Hunter Hike at the McPolin Farm from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You can sign up on their website and help collect hops that would become part of a fall beer brew.
Oh, and Sunday also the Flying Ace All-Star Aerial Show, Mr. Fuzz Federson. Mm-hmm. It will take place, which it does every weekend at the Utah Olympic Park on Saturdays and Sundays at 1 through the summer. Fuzz, are you still doing that personally? Are you still...
Oh, Fuzz,
he's a wild guy.
Fuzz wears a wireless headset and he narrates.
Isn't he cool?
He's very cool, man.
Okay.
Park City Sunday Market is in full swing right now. The eco-friendly open-air market and street festival offers an eclectic mix of live music, regional arts, crafts, performance art, prepared foods, and a mini farmer's market. It runs from 10 to 5 each Sunday from now through mid-September.
AMAC and The Height perform at Billy Blanco's on Sunday from 6 till 8. And then one other quick little bit that we just heard about. Still Bill McGinnis showed up this morning, and he had a gift for Anna. But he heard that she was going to be here, and so he stopped by. And he's going to be at the Big Mouth stage Saturday, the 24th, tomorrow. There's the Susan Millsap Singer-Songwriter Competition. There are 10 singer-songwriters competing from around the U.S. Three of them are from Park City. Allison Stockman, Molly McGinnis, Bill McGinnis. I feel like Park City can sweep this event. So
strong field.
Get on over there. Come on. Be strong. That's it for our weekend events. Unless you, of course, want to tell us what you're doing yet again.
Oh, I've got a gig tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. at Miners Park.
This is crazy.
At Cognition on Sunday.
Thank you very much
to T77 with our
Troubadour 77 playing our background weekend music live this morning. And I want to just do a quick plug. Next week, you're going to want to tune in. We are going to have the Utah Symphony and the Utah Opera here as our guests.
Here in studio.
And
well,
in addition,
not just
the entire Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, but we're also going to have the vocalist who played Christine in The Phantom, Lisa Broman. We've got the conductor, Jerry Steichen, Paul Meekham, who is the president of the Symphony and the Opera, and Toby Tolikin, who's the VP of Artistic Planning. So that's next week. Stay tuned. Cliffhanger, I know. How will we get them all in this studio? All right. Well, moving on. Do you have another question for our fantastic guests here this morning?
Is it want to keep talking to these guys?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Awesome.
And then we'll move on over to Jan.
So I would like to clarify for our listeners that you're not just channeling the likes of Al Stewart and Jackson Browne, Fleetwood Mac, that kind of stuff, but listening to the tracks you've released already as Troubadour 77, there's some really contemporary country feel in there. And I know that you guys have had a finger on the pulse of the most contemporary music because of your work with folks like Keith Urban, of course, Diamond Rio, who was as far as I can tell, you can correct me, among the most contemporary of country mm-hmm. bands.
Sure.
Why the mix? Why bring in both? Or is that kind of opening the choke or what?
No. There was a big collision, you know, on the West, and it happened on the West Coast, not in Nashville, you know, in the 70s when you start talking back and go back to the Byrds, Gram Parsons, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Even James Taylor.
Even James Taylor. And definitely, you know, the Eagles, which really carried that kind of to the heights that could be taken. And one of the questions that we ask ourselves as we sort of came out of the Nashville cocoon and bubble where we had spent most of our adult lives making modern country music is, if the Eagles came out today, what format would they be played on? It would not be country music. They're too organic. They're too melodic. They're almost, if you can use the words, too country, that West Coast version of it.
So, but this kind of plays into something that you guys say in your own literature, which is that you're progressive. But the progressive rock movement was very much not country. So tell me what progressive means when we talk about this interplay between old and new.
Well, I think, and I'll hand it off to Anna here too in a minute, progressive for us means trying to just move forward the high points of what the singer-songwriter movement was about. So we're trying to progress that thought process. And what we see in classical and in opera, and now we see in bluegrass, right? They just play the same, the tome, okay, the oeuvre. They play the same things over and over again. So it's a backwards-looking format.
Okay.
And we don't want the singer-songwriter movement of the 70s to ever be captured in amber and always have to go back to it. So we're trying to kind of progress the thought process that pushed that movement forward.
Okay, wait. Sorry. For just a quick sec, Ryan, I would love to hear Anna's thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, I do, you know, second what Monty said, you know, additionally, we've used the word progressive in a lot of our literature, too, you know, talking about the band because of our new band project. Our new album will come out officially as an 11-song body of work on December 1st. But we did release a 4-song EP in April, and we're calling it a progressive album because it's almost like a progressive dinner when you have friends and one house you go and you have the appetizers and then you go and you get in the car and you go and have salad and then the main menu and then of course dessert. So we're adding a song a month,
and where can we hear this so we can keep up?
It's all available digitally, iTunes, Google Play, all these places, and
at Troubadour 77
and at Troubadour 77.
Okay.
.com.
Yes.
And we actually have a brand new song that's coming out for this month's release, and we're putting it out on the first Friday of every month. So we're putting it out next Friday on June 30th in honor of the 4th of July and our nation's birthday, because it has a very, you know, it has themes that resonate with that holiday.
Is that something that you might play for us on this show?
Yeah. We'd love to.
If we can, and then when we come back, we will be speaking with Jan about the Red Barn art, Jan Massimino. I'm sorry,
Massimino,
about the Red Barn arts show.
So once again, Troubadour 77. What's the name of this brand new track, world premiere on our show, The Morning Mix?
That's correct.
It is world premiere. This is called Freedom Rider. I'm from North Georgia, and my hero is Representative John Lewis, who put together the Freedom Riders that rode through the South on buses during the Civil Rights era. They were attacked. They were beaten up. And I carry a certain amount of Southern guilt about that because I missed it, right? So I wrote this for him. Well, I was born in North Georgia in 1961. Too young for the fight that had already begun. When it was John, not Joe Lewis, prowling the ring, fighting for his life without taking a swing. And the shame I still feel in my shattered Southern soul, it's like I called that man the N-word. It's like I punched him in the nose. Yeah.
rider, freedom rider. I didn't smell the burning fire, feel the white fists fall. Freedom rider, freedom rider. I wasn't there to sit beside you while old Jim Crow called, but I heard the call and I saw the world get brighter from the light in the eyes of every freedom rider. There's a Confederate soldier cemetery on my grandfather's farm. We were proud of our dead boys. We didn't mean any harm. But the thought that one of those muskets might have added 1 second more to the ticking clock of justice sets my divided house at war. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Freedom rider, freedom rider. I didn't see the fresh slashed tires, feel the tear gas sting. Freedom rider, freedom rider. I'm just a broken hearted rider with a song to sing. And if that means anything at all, my one desire is to be worthy of the fierce love of a freedom rider. And they sent our Cherokee brothers on a lonesome trail of tears, and our 16th bloodline still feels so betrayed. But Indians were cool, not kids we knew in school, a handyman or janitor's maid. Freedom rider, freedom rider. No Mississippi prison power ever bruised my skin.
Why must we bleed?
Freedom rider, freedom rider. Would there the ivory tower join your gospel hymn? So if I'm late joining in, then you can add me to the choir. I will raise my voice in praise.
Hallelujah.
Shed my tears for your dark days.
Pray for everyone.
Pray for the ones who really are the slaves. Freedom rider.
All right, welcome back. Well, that was Troubadour 77. We are going to
Want to do an underwriter? Want to talk to Jan?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a quick underwriter or two. We'll speak with Jan, and then word on the street is we've got Dexter on hold. So we'll be right back after this underwriting break.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Saturday, July 1st, celebrate America the Beautiful with the Utah Symphony and Broadway star Lisa Vroman at the opening concert of the Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City. Enjoy patriotic favorites like Battle Hymn of the Republic, Armed Forces Salute, Yankee Doodle, and Broadway favorites. Patriotic celebration with Lisa Vroman July 1st at the Deer Valley Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater. For all Utah Symphony summer shows, visit deervalleymusicfestival.org. The Utah Symphony Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a sponsor of KPCW.
And welcome back. You are listening to The Morning Mix. We're here in studio with Jan Massimino, who's the local artist showcasing at the... She's here representing the showcase for the Park City and Summit County Arts Council Summit Arts Showcase at the Red Barn, June 23rd and 24th. Welcome, Jan.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I've so enjoyed listening to the music and learning a little bit more about the genre. It's really been interesting.
Yes, they're fantastic. So tell us about what's happening at the Red Barn this weekend.
Well, we're having an art show, but along with that, we're having a lot of other things happening as well. We start this afternoon, evening at 4 o'clock from 4 to 8. We will have over 20 artists. Food provided by Prim and Plated, which is a new catering business started by Abby Tucker, a new chef, and Sean Wharton, who also owns the Gateway Grill. And we'll have music by Lash LaRue all evening.
Excellent. We heard
bluegrass,
about that.
A lot of fun.
Jan, do I understand that the element here is that you're supporting local artists? This is all about the Summit County.
All about Summit County. We started about 5 years ago. I think this is our fifth year. Sponsored by Park City Summit County Arts Council. Mm-hmm. And it was all about uniting Summit County artists.
Who are some of the artists that we can expect to see?
Myself.
Okay.
Let's see, Dick Pick, who's a photographer. Sharon Sams, and many others. But we're also highlighting local musicians and local food artisans.
So it's really an event an individual can go up and just hang out for the day.
Absolutely.
And hear some great music, eat some amazing food.
Absolutely.
And it's a family-friendly event?
Family-friendly. The Kimball Art Center is going to be providing a kids' art activity, which will be a lot of fun.
Can anybody do that activity? Is it age-specific?
No.
What if I wanted to jump in there?
Absolutely. We'd love to have you jump in there.
I love it.
It's all about creativity.
From time to time. Something that I can cut and paste and have finished.
Well, it's going to be beautiful weather this weekend. We hope all the cyclists in town that are coming out that way and anyone that wants to take a nice drive and they'll stop by and have a bite to eat. On Saturday, we've got breakfast fair in the morning, including Hugo's Coffee, and we have Traeger Grill that'll be highlighting their grills, but also Sweets and Cheese offering morning food items. And in the afternoon, Kit Krajewski, who is a Park City graduate many years ago, will be coming up with his food cart, Taco Cartel. So
yay!
Yeah.
So it's today from 4 till 8, mm-hmm. Saturday 10 till 5.
Exactly.
At the Red Barn in Oakley.
Yes.
And for those who want to attend, they can just head on over.
Head on over. Food will be provided but is not free.
Okay.
But entry is free, of course. And all the artists, some are just showing, but many are selling their wares as well. So we hope we'll get a
I'll
good
bet
crowd.
That they would sell if they were given an offer.
So absolutely.
Now I know where Oakley is. Mm-hmm. Been there, driven through, ridden my bike there. Tell me where the Red Barn is.
The Red Barn is on the rodeo grounds. And if you drive through Oakley, I believe the address is 3200.
But if it's not, there's a website, correct? The website is PCS.
Yes.
Carts.
Yes. And the flyer is up there. And actually, the address is 4300 North State Road 32.
Okay.
And the Red Barn, you can't miss it. It's right on the grounds. It's red. And we'll have signs throughout the area kind of steering everyone in the right direction.
And again, that website is pcscarts.org.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Jana, I did a little bit of research on your art because I went down a rabbit hole, I have to admit. And I learned about your...
Encaustic?
Yes. And I wanted to say it before you did because I was so impressed.
Because it's such a cool word.
Oh, thank you.
It's a very cool word. And it you should get online and check out Jan Massimino's art.
You also
art.
Said zeitgeist on the show. I'm paying
zeitgeist.
Attention. Oh, zeitgeist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
and epistemology.
Well, I didn't remember that one because my mind was blown by your other big
But
words.
Check out Jan's art. It's fascinating. Some of it has kind of an abstract feel to it, but some of it includes, like, I don't want to insult you if I say what appears to be decoupage, but I mean that is the style of the art that you do.
Buried in wax.
It is gorgeous, man.
Yeah.
Decoupage.
Thank you very much.
Decoupage light.
That was unexpected. Were you going to throw in Holly Hobby?
Maybe an artist term would be collage.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, Jan, thank you so much for being here. I'm looking forward to the show. I do plan to head over, and I know some people that have
Wonderful.
Been supporting.
We'd love
and,
to see you.
And we'll be showing in this event. So thank you so much.
And thank you.
And we will be back. We've got one underwriter and Ryan and I have got some things we need to talk about, some words we need to share.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
So you're listening to KPCW Park City, 91.7 and 88.1 FM in Summit County and 91.9 FM in Wasatch County. You can stream us live on kpcw.org and KPCW app with using that KPCW app, which I do use. Ryan, do you use that?
I use Listen In on my phone. It's an app called Listen In.
That's what I thought the app was, because that's what mine says, Listen In. And I click the big arrow and it goes. So
technology.
Thank you. Thank you for being so specific. I feel somewhat audited.
Another big word.
Oh, I know.
Can we bring T77 back for another song?
I would love to. We know we do have, again, the rumor is Dexter will be calling in about 1 minute.
Yep.
So I don't know if you want to ask them to play or if we...
I want to chat a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's chat.
I don't know if you
guys. So this is the Gulf. The article I saw was from some Florida Gulf thing, right?
Oh,
where you
yeah.
have another home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is it Park City in Florida or Park City in Nashville? What do you want our listeners to know?
Well, it's
Northern
Parks.
Utah and the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Okay, that's good.
Northern Utah.
We're trying to regionalize.
But way to be politically correct there. Not alienate any regions of of the states.
Just encompass the regional.
So you have a couple other musicians in the band. Give them a shout out, please, so that everyone doesn't think this is a duet. You have a full band.
Absolutely, yeah. We met a great couple, Austin and Cassie Wyand. They're kind of up from the Logan area. And Austin is the fingerstyle champion of Wyoming and Utah. And he's wonderful, got very in the spirit of Lindsey Buckingham style. Cassie's a great bass player. And then we have our drummer, Nathan Chappell, who we've known from some other bands. And
Nathan's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's played in a lot of great bands.
Native American.
From Hopi tribe. Very cool cat.
Served in the Marines. He's, quite an interesting character.
Yes.
So you guys are off... to do some regional shows off to Colorado, did I see?
Yeah.
We are. We're going to play
Victor, Idaho.
Victor,
first.
Idaho, July the 6th. We play in Colorado. We're playing at Snow Basin a couple of times this summer, including Labor Day with Los Lobos, which I think is going to be a great
really?
Show.
That's
so
fun.
Yeah. And also we're playing with the Robert Randolph and the Family Band.
So good shows.
And then the really Viridian Center in West Jordan in September.
Do you feel like this is a kind of a clean slate as far if you might call it some people call it projects, or is this kind of are you trying to draw a continuum from your personal careers from before?
You know, we're pulling from some of the, I guess you could say, pedigree of our past accomplishments, especially Monty, who's written a lot of the early work with and for Keith Urban and mm-hmm. helped shape his career. You know, to kind of give that as a basis, but we're really trying to start new. We feel like we're going after it as we're 25 years old.
have you played at the Bluebird at all?
We have several times over the years.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a great venue.
Maybe that's where I've seen you, because I've been there many times, and that's one of my favorite
events. We lived about
events.
A 9-iron away from the Bluebird for a decade
yeah,
in Nashville. So
really
we were
close.
Constantly there.
And then, of course, you know, the Bluebird Cafe brings their series here every summer to Park City.
That's the one I'm talking about. I have been to Nashville several times, but I've not been to the Bluebird there.
In Nashville. Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Well, we are live radio, so let's go ahead and hear another song from you, if you would please be so kind.
Sure.
And if Dexter calls in, we will ask him to please hold.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So we're here
in the spirit
Troubadour
of the Bluebird Cafe and Troubadour's storytellers, this song is called Troubadour.
Troubadour, drifter and dreamer, sing a song lovers and friends. Troubadour, true believer, break their hearts like only you can, like a soldier in the name of peace, like an echo sounding in the deep. Your words may bring them to their knees, but at least it's solid ground. Troubadour, your detour, so take them back, you take the
That is absolutely beautiful. That's Troubadour 77.
Thank you so much.
Hang out, if you wouldn't mind. We are, in fact, joined in studio via phone by the one, the only, Dexter Allen, who's been bluesing for life and has recently, is still selling in the top of the charts, Trilogy of My Blues. Welcome, Dexter.
Good morning, good morning.
Happy travels.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Well, welcome to the Morning Mix. Tell us a little bit about why you're coming into town.
Well, I'm headed your way for the Utah Arts Festival. 2017 Utah Arts Festival.
I've heard of that.
Bringing the blues to Utah, you know?
Hey, congratulations on your gig headlining the Utah Arts Festival. That's really rad. I've had a chance to... This is Ryan, by the way. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan.
I've had a chance to listen to your music, and you got everyone who's listening, you should jump online and look up Dexter Allen. He's got some really well-produced blues.
He comes from the gospel side of the blues.
Mm.
That's it, man.
Evokes mm-hmm. the James Brown sound. Tell me a little bit about that influence.
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, church was, you know, that was mm-hmm. it, man. Coming up, you know, on the quartet gospel, that was the root of it, you know, and that's back where I'm from. If you wasn't doing that, you wasn't doing nothing.
Well, you're a son of a pastor.
That's right. My father's still a pastor, and as I said, he was had his own quartet gospel group, and you know, that's what we did, you know.
Now, I want to dispel anyone's assumption that, as the son of a pastor, you are singing pastoral songs or strictly songs of devotion. You got a song called Pudding and Rice, and the
That's right.
The hook is, your pudding ain't as good as her rice.
Is well, that... he is the son of a pastor, so of course that kind of fantastic thing
you
would
know,
be born.
It's kind of, some people say I'm one of those tricky lyricists, you know? It's kind of one of those things that, you know, as a songwriter, I tend to write songs that I feel the everyday man and woman can relate to. You know, you shouldn't have to have a thesaurus to try to figure out what's going on in a song, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the depth that you've been able to experience and play with and practice in your mm-hmm. life, this is truly it's in your blood.
Yeah. It's truly a blessing, you know.
And you continue to develop.
That's right, you know. And my father being a pastor, you know, he never told me to play the blues, but he never told me not to, you know.
Oh, yeah. So I love the counterpoint of the intricacy of the music, because you make great music blues, but mm-hmm. it plays off of the hook of Shake Your Monk Donkey.
And Ryan came in this morning shaking his monk donkey. It was stunning.
And I'm not allowed in Dan's anymore because of that. So tell me about the monk donkey. Where's that come from? Is that a dance or are you just turning a phrase?
It's just turning a phrase. And, you know, back home I had some ladies that were line dancers. They actually did a line dance for that. And they did a video. I can't tell you where to find it. It's somewhere on YouTube. Probably.
We're going to find it, and we're going to learn it, and we're going to show up and do it.
Call the monk donkey, man.
I don't know how anybody could, now knowing this phrase, monk donkey, not want to incorporate that. It's a catchy one.
And the musical hook that goes with it, just it got me dancing in front of my home computer. It's a great song.
Nice.
It kind of puts in one of those old kind of, you know, I'm not going to say rock and roll, but, you know, Mary Mac dressed in black, silver buttons up and down on back, you know, mm-hmm. the kind of Chuck Berry type of thing,
right.
Something that he would do back in the day.
Yeah, well, that influence clearly comes through. You mind mm-hmm. if I talk a little bit about your appearance as one of the poets in the James Brown biopic?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I want to know if that influenced you, like, did it change your music being kind of putting on a musical costume?
Oh, I don't think it so much as influenced. When I had the opportunity to have a part in the James Brown movie, I mean, it was definitely an honor. And me being, you know, growing up in Mississippi, you know, I'll call it black music was pretty much all we listened to. So James Brown was one of those standout entertainers, man. You know, we were young, but we knew who James Brown was. We never,
who couldn't know who James Brown was?
But one thing that I had an opportunity to do is, prior to me branching out and doing my own thing, I was the band leader and guitarist for blues legend Bobby Rush.
Right.
For 5 years. And I had the opportunity to actually meet James Brown in an airport. We were coming from France or something, and I think James was headed to France, and we met in the airport, and it was an opportunity to actually meet him face to face.
And that was your Blues of My Soul,
yeah,
Sam,
man,
CD.
That was me.
Yeah, and your musical influences are the none other than Buddy Guy, Muddy Waters,
man.
Eric
Clapton. I think musically, I can't just say one, because music was pretty much a way of life for me, and you know, and what I was doing, we listened to some of everybody.
Well, what a cool thing that you got to sort of step into that world and participate in the very music that influenced you as a young person.
Yeah,
that's right. And when you listen to my music, and as an artist, I'll say, you know, I'm a blues artist, because that's where my heart is, this, that, and the other. But I have a lot of different influences, because I like music abroad. And mm-hmm. being, you know, I own my own recording studio, you know, I'm not signed to any labels or anything. So I record and I release music that I feel, you know, and so you get a little bit of, it's kind of like a gumbo, you know,
yeah.
down south gumbo. It's a little bit of little bit of this, a little bit of that in it, you know.
Hey, maybe, so you're headlining the Utah Arts Festival, and if you get a chance, you might get to talk to the Sauce Boss, speaking of gumbo. He's also playing at the Utah Arts Festival.
Okay.
Do you know the Sauce Boss, Dexter?
I know the Sauce Boss.
I got to go down and see him myself.
Everybody jam together.
Dexter Allen headlining at the Utah Arts Festival today, Friday, June 23rd, showtime 9:55 p.m. on the Amphitheater stage.
That's right.
Dexter Allen online and hear his music live tonight at the Utah Arts Festival.
Thank you so much, Dexter, for joining us and travel safely. And we'll see you tonight for this great performance.
Me.
Jude, do you think that we could ask T77 to play just a little bit of music while we do a recap of the show and thank our underwriters?
I would hope. Would that be all right with you? You've been so generous this morning. All right. Well, let's look at, go ahead and, yeah, and we'll do one more quick look at the weather. Do you remember, Ryan, what you thought the weather would be?
I think it's fireball, fireball, fireball.
Pretty much. Followed by the rage of fire. And a little more fire at night.
Beautiful weekend coming up. Nice and warm out there for you. Make sure you get your UV protection
and
on.
And a side monk donkey here and there in the weather.
All right. Well, Jude, I've had a great time on today's show. Thank you so much for sharing the console with me.
This has been excellent. Would you like to do the honors and thank our sponsors?
I would love to.
And if you're ready for that, that's on that.
I'm not ready for that, but yeah. I was going to do the recap.
Well, why don't you do the recap, and then we'll do the sponsors.
I'll do the recap. I want to thank Jude, first of all, for having me as a guest host. I want to thank Bob for engineering. And thank Anna Wilson and Monty Powell from Troubadour 77 for joining us in studio. Thank you, Dexter Allen, for calling in. Thank you, Jan Massimino, hosting the Summit Arts Showcase at the Red Barn this weekend. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Hit me some underwriter jive.
Yeah, well, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. This is KPCW 91.7 in Park City, 88.1 FM in Summit County, 91.9 FM in Wasatch County. You can stream us live on kpcw.org. Or call Ryan personally, and your phone number is... All right, Ryan, thank you so much. Thank you to Troubadour 77. And don't forget to tune in next week where the entire Utah Symphony will be here in studio.
We're going to need more
John,
folding.
Christy, and I will be together as well.
Three hosts and a whole symphony and
yes.
An opera and choir?
Yes. I don't know that there's a choir.
Dance
I think that
company.
there's going to be some cloggers. I'm not. That is a spoiler alert. I'm sorry. Yeah, the cloggers and then a monk donkey.
So what other plans do you have? Which of these things are you going to hit this weekend, Jude?
You know, I really try to do them all. I don't play favorites. It's mm-hmm. I start as soon as I leave the show, and I just power through all of them.
That's a lot of...
I don't like to choose.
It's a lot of bicycling around.
And then I do a decoupage.
So I'll see you at my show tomorrow at 1:30 at the Miners Park?
Yeah, you'll have to look, because I do fly.
You fly.
But I really feel like I want to be there. Be
I
like, Ryan, right? And I want to do the line dance. I want to start the line dance in the front. All right. Well, thank you for joining us here. We've got about 30 seconds. We'll turn up the Troubadour 77 so you can hear them. We'll see you all next week.